I'm Johnny Massacre and welcome to the Johnny Massacre Show. This is the Monday Night Massacre. On tonight's show, Senator Tim Scott delivers the official Republican response to Biden's address of a joint Congress, and then loads of leftists attack him in racist fashion. In other news, Darth Biden is going to ban menthol cigarettes. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! So you might have heard of this. After Biden's address to a joint Congress, yes, you know the one, his first major speech since he took presidency, which nobody fucking watched. I actually read an article saying that the tiny viewing figures, which were less than half of Donald Trump's, is exactly what Biden wanted. That's the level of spin that the mainstream media are desperately trying to put into motion right now. It's pathetic. Biden does not want people to not watch him. There are midterms coming up in 2022, and then there's going to be another election in 3 years' time. The less people that watch Biden, the worse it's going to be. All of their power rests upon the engagement of the people. So the fact that nobody watched this fucking address is terrible. And saying that it's good, Biden wanted that all along, is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Because if they use that mentality during the elections, then Biden wouldn't be president. Anyways, so after this address, I don't know if this is true, but it must be customary that Republicans pick someone on their team to come out and then say an official response. So this guy came out, and I like the look of him. He reminds me of the guy in Commando, the guy with the razor blade and shit. Someone's probably going to accuse me of thinking all black people look the same, but they're both bald and they're both pretty hench, and they do kind of look a little bit similar. The guy in Commando, the actor, he looks like a more fucking street version of Tim Scott. Anyways, I like the way he looked, and he was very respectful. He came across like a proper conservative. He seems like a God-fearing man, and he was bigging up the single mothers and shit. My mother became a single mother, and he talked about the hardships they endure, so I really related to what he was saying. Not in that creepy way that Biden does it, where he tries to appeal to all so-called victims, victimized groups and things like that, which just feels fake, feels like he wants your votes. This guy, it felt genuine. And he talked, he's black, of course, and he talked about his upbringing and how it was tough. So this guy actually knows what racism is probably all about. Biden has no fucking idea. Biden's made shitloads of racist comments. He said, if you don't vote for him, you are not black. And he said various things like Obama's the first intelligent black person or something, and all this kind of shit. So Tim Scott, he's someone who probably can talk about race, unlike Biden. But guess what? If you go against the liberal narrative that all black men are victimized, then suddenly the whole idea of the left trying to defend against racism goes out the window. Then they become racist and they will racially abuse you. And that's basically what happens. So this Republican senator, he came out and he criticized Biden. The two things I remember at least one. I'm trying to remember two. One of them was he said that something like leftists always pull the race card and cry racism when they want to win an argument, which is true. We're talking about Darth Biden banning menthol cigarettes later on this episode. And they're trying to blame menthol cigarettes for disproportionately affecting people of color. So basically, leftists, whenever they want to ram through a policy, they'll get the policy and then they'll surround it with black people, and then they'll just push it into the metaphorical field of acceptance. And then anyone standing in its path hoping to block this ridiculous bill will jump out the way for fear of sneezing or touching a black person that's being used as a human shield for these leftist policies, lest they're going to be called a racist. So leftists just use minorities as a weapon, so to speak, to back people down. Because if you don't agree with the thing that these so-called victimized groups are now representing, because apparently they're disproportionately affected by it, that means you're a racist. You can see how this device works. It's very, very, very clever, and it's really fucking annoying. But it doesn't work on me, because I know it's bullshit. So that's what Tim Scott said. He said that's what Democrats do. They use black people in order to ram through policies and their agenda. And the leftists went fucking apeshit. He did say something else as well. It's fucking slipped. I got the worst fucking memory. I was watching Ben Shapiro today on the Daily Wire. Man, It made me, you know, when you see someone who's so fucking smart, regardless of what you think about Ben Shapiro, his cognitive speed is ridiculous. Someone asks him three questions and he answers them all in sequential order and remembers it. If someone asks me one question, it's hard to even answer it. But remembering two or three is fucking hard. So I can't remember everything that Tim Scott said. But the main thing was that he said Democrats often pull the race card. Now, when he said that leftists try to silence people by pulling the race card, do you know what happened? They all tried to silence him on Twitter. And instead of calling him racist, they just racially abused him. So the party of anti-racism racially abusing this guy, proving that they are the most racist of all. Look, the left talk about race and gender and sexual orientation all the fucking time. They're obsessed with it. They're the ones who won't let this die. They want to carve up society by their intersectional group identity and value them and control them based on that. So they're the ones who are constantly manufacturing this race crisis. In the 90s, no one fucking saw this shit at all. We're pretty much on equal terms. But now they brought it back because it's their political strategy. And so the party, which is supposed to be anti-racism, as soon as a black guy is disobedient to their narrative, as soon as the black guy acts out of hand and doesn't do exactly what their white masters tell them to do, then they'll fucking destroy that guy. They called him an Uncle Tim on Twitter, which is a play on the term Uncle Tom, which is a racist term which was applied to black people in the slave era, of black people who were nice to their slave masters and who kissed the ass of their slave masters. So on Twitter, trending that this guy's basically a slave, that is the most racist fucking thing ever. Hashtag Uncle Tim. According to Ben Shapiro, they eventually did remove this from Twitter, but Shapiro reckons that somebody had to flag it and let it stand. So the leftists who own Twitter allowed Uncle Tim to trend. It's a racist term. So the left are all about helping black people and saving black people and stopping the racisms. But when a black person says has any individual thought at all and doesn't think like all other black people are supposed to think and is disobedient to their white liberal masters, then they will throw them under the bus and call them racial slurs. That tells you everything you need to know about the left. Ironically, could you have guessed, the party of anti-racism is actually the most racist. It's like any fucking authoritarian bastard. It's like North Korea. They'll do horrible shit. They'll launch nukes and then they'll go, but you're the one who's aggressive. Basically, it's all about power. It's bullying. You have to do what they want. Otherwise, they'll call you mean things. So that happened. And I just wanted to comment on that because I thought the speech was really, really good. And I thought it's really sad that leftists kind of thought, how dare a black man not think like all black people are supposed to think, because we want to control them and we want their votes. So that was pretty fucking bad. Loads of people weighed in on this and made fools of themselves. So you know that show The View, which is just full of those old hags, those old American hags? One of them's Joy Behart or something. I can't remember her whorish name. There's someone else in there called Sunny Hostin. And she said the only reason that Tim Scott is repping the Republicans is because he's black. And she says that like it's a bad thing. And it is a bad thing, because if you choose someone because they're black, that means you weigh up their worth based on their skin color, which is how racism occurs, literally how racism occurs. It's funny because that woman, Sunny Hostin, who said it's bad that Republicans apparently hired this guy because he was black, she's a leftist. And I thought that's what we're supposed to do. I heard Delta Airlines and various companies saying they are going to hire more black people just because they're black, not because they're good enough, even to fly planes, which is rather disconcerting because your skin color has no bearing on how well you can fly a fucking helicopter. Just ask Mr. T or a plane. So I thought you're supposed to hire people based on skin color. Universities denying Asians, having affirmative action for black people. This is all the left do day in, day out. They give people positions because of their race and their gender. Star Wars, J.J. Abrams, the woke clusterfuck that is Star Wars Force Awakens, he gave the job to Finn, the guy who played Finn. I can't remember his name because he's not really that great an actor. And now he's faded into obscurity because he was given the job based on his race. You can find the quote out there. He basically was in the casting room with the producer, woke ho, Kathleen Kennedy, reigning hoes today. And he said something like this: I looked around me when they were trying to cast Star Wars, the main characters, Finn, the stormtrooper, and Rey, the fucking Mary Sue twat. Then he said, I looked around me and I've never seen a room that looks so fucking white. Why don't we cast someone who's not white or not typical? So leftists have been doing this for ages. And when Republicans do it, leftists suddenly see the light and they call it out for what it is. It's racist. You shouldn't give someone a job based on their skin color. But when they do it, it's fine. Basically, a Democrat can murder your whole fucking family. And when they do it, it's fine. It's for the greater good. But if you so much as sneeze on them, they will scream bloody murder themselves. As I said before in this episode, all of this nonsense coming from the left, all of these arguments, all of this beef, it's just about power. They'll say and do whatever it takes to accrue power. The irony is also that Joe Biden literally said the criteria for his vice president was female and black. So the president of the United States does it as well. But when the Republicans do it with Tim Scott, it's terrible. And I don't think they ever did it with Tim Scott. Apparently, according to Ben Shapiro, he was the lead in doing criminal justice reform on the right. So he deserved his position. Unlike Kamala Harris, who literally was chosen because she was black and because she's a woman. How else could she get chosen?
Hi, everyone. Today, we're here for a good reason. Myself and Joe would just like to say we love you.
So she, no. She obviously has no talent. She's the least likable person pretty much in the galaxy. Just ask Elon Musk. And she got the job, obviously, because of her accent of birth. And that's what you get if you do that. You get someone who's charmless, talentless, and just awful. But Tim Scott, you listen to his response, his official response to Biden's address to a joint Congress, and it came across really, really good, and it gave me a bit of hope for the future. I remember now what I was going to say. The second thing he said that pissed off leftists was, he said America's not a racist place, and it's not. It just fucking isn't. I've been saying this on the show for ages. Show me one place in the world that is less racist than America, that offers less opportunities. You won't be able to find it. So that really pissed off people on the left as well. So if it pisses them off, we can all indulge in a bit of Schadenfreude, which, if you don't know, is a German word, which is kind of like sadism, getting pleasure from other people's misery. So yeah, that happened. So I just wanted to share that with you because a lot of people were talking about that. And I watched the video and I thought, wow, he made a really good speech. And isn't it ironic? Leftists who are supposedly all about supporting black people, when a black person doesn't act how they think all black people are supposed to act because they're racist, then they start racially abusing them and calling them Uncle Tim. You simply couldn't make that shit out. But this is becoming normal nowadays, so I guess it's not all that crazy. If you want to see a little bit of what I'm talking about, have a look. I will show you, my friends.
Race is not a political weapon to settle every issue the way one side wants. America.
It's so fucking true. They can use it to settle whatever they fucking want. You want to ban guns? Guns disproportionately affect black people. You want to ban free speech? Free speech disproportionately affects black people. You want to infect the schools with leftist ideology? All your subjects are racist. Maths is racist. You just throw that in there and people will run away because they're afraid of being labeled a racist. Just see what things you can pile black people onto so people will run away from them because they're afraid of being called racist if they get in their way. That's all this comes down to. Then when he said this, they basically used race as a political weapon. They're saying this black man's acting out of turn. He's not being obedient to his masters. Just unbelievable shit.
Is not
nice eyeshadow, by the way, mate.
A racist country.
I am shocked and a bit embarrassed for him.
So this woman is obviously saying, how dare he say that America's not a racist country, presumably earning a shitload of money front and center over on major news outlet MSNBC. If you're confused, well, so am I, because none of this makes any sense. None of this is based on reality, and they know it's not based on reality, and then all their sycophantic ideologues know it's not based on reality, but nobody cares because, well, basically, it's all about power, as I keep saying. And it's kind of like your annoying cousin or your annoying brother or that person in your family who just talks loads of shit and they'll say whatever it takes to win an argument. They just want to be right. It's totally the wrong way to go about finding truth. Truth is often found by science, and scientists try to disprove their hypotheses at every corner, and only when they can't disprove it can they prove it. But these leftist ideologues, they just have one thing in mind, is that all black people are victimized and I'm here to help people. I'm a populist. I want to help all the kind of proletariat, working class people. And so they'll look for any evidence, evidence in inverted commas, which isn't evidence at all, to prove their point, which is basically ideology. So they've all got their ideological talking points. They'll all say things like there's systemic racism, which is such a convenient term because you can't prove it. You can just throw it around. Doesn't mean anything. There's no such thing as systemic racism in America. Racism's been illegal for 50 plus years. But they'll have their ideological talking points just to prove their philosophy, their leftist philosophy, when it's wrong. And so therefore, truth doesn't matter. They'll just say whatever it takes in order to convince you. And that's what you're seeing with the backlash to Tim Scott. Hashtag Uncle Tim. Who are the bad guys here, really? I think you know the answer to that question. So in other news, Darth Biden is going to ban menthol cigarettes. So this is some fucking funny shit. Oh, God. Let's just read the fucking article. So I'll save you from my rambling. Over on Newsweek, why Joe Biden is banning menthol cigarettes. So the ban aims to reduce tobacco addiction and curb deaths. Okay, that's stupid, because if you ban menthol, people are just going to smoke something else. If you're a fucking heroin addict and then suddenly heroin's not available, you're not just going to go cold turkey. You're going to find some other shit. You're going to find some opioids. Trust me, I've got an addictive personality. I know how this works. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said on Thursday, banning menthol, the last allowable flavor in cigarettes, and banning all flavors in cigars will help save lives, particularly among those disproportionately affected by these deadly products. Oh, what does that mean? We're going to get to that in a minute. So, but firstly, though, banning menthol, the last allowable flavor, and flavors in cigarettes is going to help save lives. How? How? You don't even fucking explain it. And presumably the logic is, if it's got flavoring, it makes it more attractive to kids. No, it fucking doesn't. No, it fucking doesn't. I was smoking since I was 11. And I smoked for about 20 years. And if I was dying for a cigarette, fucking dying, I would never smoke a menthol because they taste like shit. They're really, really fucking horrible, mate. And that never made me want to smoke it as a kid. Kids are not fucking stupid. Although they might not have tried it, they know it's bad. They know it kills you. They've been educated with that mantra for a long fucking time. So leftists just like banning shit. They like banning shit. It's going to be cigarettes. It's going to be this, that, and a third. They love a nanny state. Leftists want a centralized government where they micromanage every part of your life. I don't understand why anyone would vote to be dominated, controlled, and turned into a slave. Yeah, take my vote, make loads of rules, and restrict my freedoms. Because I guess people who vote leftist are afraid of what other people with freedom will do to them. And they might get ahead. They're more comfortable in their office cubicle just following what they're supposed to do. Imagine all that freedom for everyone else. They'd be left in the dust. So no wonder they want to hamper and handicap and hobble everyone else. So they can impose their own standards of anxiety and misery on the entire world and normalize it so they feel less bad about their shitty lives. But check this though, check this. The reason they're banning these cigarettes, can you guess why? Because it's racist. Yes, I'm not even joking. Woodcock said on Thursday, with these actions, the FDA will help significantly reduce youth initiation, increase the chances of smoking cessation, that means stopping, among current smokers, and address health disparities experienced by communities of color, low-income populations, and LGBTQ Klux Klan plus individuals who are far more likely to use these tobacco products. They say it as if these people have no individual agency at all, no free agency. And they're just beholden to the big, bad, mean Mr. Cigarette. They don't want to smoke. They don't want to smoke menthol. But it's almost like the cigarette devil, a big anthropomorphic pack of cigarettes. Imagine a pack of cigarettes with arms and legs, kicks down your fucking door, and then whips out a pack of cigarettes and forces the fucking cigarettes in your mouth. That's kind of what they're saying, because they disproportionately affect all these victims who are just trying to run away and defend themselves against the big, evil menthol cigarettes. What are you talking about? FDA and leftists. These people obviously like to do it. Certain foods are more popular with white people. Certain foods are more popular with black people. Indians fucking love eating curry. It's a national dish. We kind of like doing different things. We have different cultures, right? And within those different cultures, we got things like cigarettes. Some over in Cuba, I imagine they all fucking love a cigar. In London, not so much. For whatever reason, black people seem to like menthol cigarettes. Black people have the lowest median income in the United States. It's about $40,000 per hour. Still more than me. I'm being oppressed. And so I guess these are cheaper, so that's why they buy them. So you know what? They're going to still smoke anyways when you remove them, but you're just going to drive the prices up. But hey, that's what liberals do. That's what Biden's doing. He's trying to create more jobs by taxing you up the arse. When Trump created more jobs than had ever been created in history by lowering taxes, leftists just love to spend, 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 inflate the currency, making rules everywhere and trying to regulate everything. These fucking losers who listen to the Spotify pop playlist and watch Disney movies, when you get these motherfuckers making rules for everything, it's going to basically fuck the economy and make everything shit. And that's what's going to happen. If you ban menthol cigarettes, they're just going to buy more expensive cigarettes. They're going to have even less money and you're affecting them still further. These people have chosen to smoke them. They want to smoke them, hence they're popular. And you're trying to appeal to them by saying, we're going to ban this stuff that you actually really want to do, but you're too stupid to realize the risks of it. In life, you could remove any risks at all and live fucking long and have a boring life, but I don't think many people want to basically stay indoors and just eat fucking lettuce and boring shit every single day and stay healthy. I'm not fucking lettuce, but you know what I mean, just healthy boring food, no junk food, none of that stuff. Most people will eat a bit of junk food and do some things that will take years off their life in exchange for a bit of fun. That's a good balance for a lot of people. Same with cigarettes. If you want to fucking smoke it, just let people do it. But no, they're gonna fucking take it away from you because they think you know less well than them what you should do with your own fucking body. This is proof, if there ever was, that radical leftism is taking hold in America. Leftists want to control everything, right? So they'll control the rules, they control the laws. They want to control what you say in your own house. In Scotland, the globalist fucking oppression continues. They just passed a law making it illegal to say hate speech, basically anything the reigning political party doesn't like, within your own house. How they're going to enforce that, I don't know. Maybe they're edging towards Orwellian 1984 dystopia, where there's a telly screen, a fucking iPad, or an Android device in your house that's always switched on, Amazon Echo, and then they'll punish you whenever you say something bad. But that's not the last line of defense against this leftist tyranny. The last line of defense is your own fucking physical walls, your body. Once that has been breached, then there's nothing, there's no freedom left, there's no human rights left. And that's basically what they're trying to do with this. They're saying they want control over what you can and cannot do with your body. So they're going to ban these fucking cigarettes. I honestly just think this is leftism gone mad. They're looking for things to ban. If you put these losers in power, this is the kind of shit that's going to happen. Cigarettes are going to be banned. Other things are going to be banned. Who fucking knows what else is going to happen? So yeah, banning menthol cigarettes. Find that pretty amusing. Menthol cigarettes have suddenly become fucking cool in my book. As soon as something's banned, just like those Dr. Seuss books, the value skyrockets and scarcity creates demand. So buy as many fucking menthol cigarettes as you can, I reckon. And also, liberal leftist states legalize weed so you can smoke weed because that doesn't poison your lungs at all, inhaling all that fucking carbon from weed. But menthol cigarettes, that is going to fuck you up. So more proof that these are leftist rules gone mad, and leftism is just a disease, and it's not based on reality or facts or common sense. It's just pure political dogma and ideology running wild and getting out of control. I say minorities are not too stupid to realize the consequences of their actions, and these corrupt old motherfuckers making these rules don't know shit. Leave them alone. In Japan, you can still smoke in a lot of bars. I love that. I don't smoke, but I like that. If I don't like it, don't fucking go there. Leave it up to the people to choose what they can and cannot do. But that's what people voted for, right? Right? People voted for this, right? People definitely, you know, people did. And Joe Biden's amazing. And do you know what? I take back everything I just said because he's so fucking great. He's so awesome. And everything he says and everything he does makes total sense. Big government, come and dominate me. So that's about it for today. If you just started watching, I'm Johnny Massacre, and we're talking about the racist response from the left attacking Senator Tim Scott for his official response to Biden's address to a joint Congress. And we're also talking about Darth Biden banning menthol cigarettes. But if you've been watching with me from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. Perhaps you're like me. Before 2016, you didn't give a shit about politics at all. But then loads of censorship started to happen. Your favorite movies got infected with political ideology. And everyone got Trump derangement syndrome. And you thought, fuck this, I'm not on the same side as these lunatics. I'm now right wing because they've moved the goalposts so far left. I'm way out here on the right. But actually, I haven't changed. You've all gone mad. If you're one of those kind of people, make sure you donate generously. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. You might get cancelled if you say that, but I won't. So let me be your voice and fight for freedom. It would be my honor. What else is there to talk about? Well, it's the end of the show. And if you're still watching now, it doesn't matter what I say. You're still going to keep watching anyway. So the real fucking fans are here. Let me make a shout out to... Oh, no, I can't. I can't. So people have been... No, maybe I can. A few people donated recently. And I've got to give you a shout out for donating because it makes me happy, mama. I'm using different streaming software today because... As you know, if you're a regular viewer, it's always choppy. It's always getting fucked up. So I changed my streaming software in a vain attempt to improve my stream because I'm not going to buy a new Mac yet because new ones are coming out in fall. My brother told me. My brother buys every single Mac there is. And he told me, Johnny, you got to fucking wait. There's already kind of new MacBook Pros, but you got to wait a little bit longer. So I said, okay, bruv, I'm going to wait. So I'm using different streaming software, which means I cannot see the donations easily and I have to go to this website to see them. So let me read you some of these. Ellie and Kat says, glad you're back. Donated $21.12. Nicholas and Co. Oh, I've already read this one. Sage Emerald. Okay, we've got one new donation. It's from Rich and Julie. Donate £25. 25 quid, mate. Rich says, thanks for the nice shout out. Get yourself a beer. Johnny, soz, not much, hun. Okay, so he's apologizing for only giving me 25 quid. I actually really appreciate it. Thank you. And his girlfriend, Julie, says, trying my best to keep him out of trouble, but he's a fucking nightmare sometimes, lol. But at least he's living his life the way he wants, X. I don't know if she's talking about me or her husband or boyfriend. Either way, I do agree. We are both trouble. It's difficult to keep us out of it because sometimes that's where we just want to be, babe. Deal with it. Thank you for your donation. I really appreciate it. Give generously. The more you give, the more it's going to piss off these radical, insane leftists fucking up the universe. The more it's going to crush communism. The more it's going to amplify the voice and spirit of freedom. And wouldn't that be a wonderful fucking thing? I wonder how much longer I can keep going chatting shit. I'm kind of learning Japanese at the moment. Look at these cunts. You know, when you learn a language, you end up with a shitload of books you never fucking read. And they always look like books that you used to read when you were at school, when you were a little kid, really out of date. Look at these motherfuckers. This is so not indicative of Japan at all. This guy, in real life, he'll have his hand way up her skirt. And, well, you'll have the leftist going mad because, well, that's actually bad pretty much in any country, putting your hand up a woman's skirt in public. But sometimes they'll move your hand there and they want... Okay, I wish I wouldn't have fucking started this section. I've just ruined the whole show. I don't put my hand up any woman's skirt who doesn't allow me to do it. If she guides my hand there, I'll say, darling, in a public place, this is rather unacceptable. Would you not prefer to wait until we get back home, have a coffee? I can't drink coffee. I'm allergic to caffeine. And then, you know, if the mood is right, if the time is right, if the stars align, then I'll shag your brains. Oh, mate. Okay. We're going to end the show here. I've been Johnny Mask, and I tell you what, mate. You better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe. Don't know what I'm talking about. And hit that notification bell because that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Hashtag me too.